back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number three straight ahead. I want to tell our friends about a brand new app that's really created a lot of buzz around here, around our community. And I see people more social media talking about this. It's Robinhood. Now, Robinhood is an investing app, and it lets you buy and sell stocks and options. And they make these services available for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for newcomers to come to the stock market to learn more. You gain some confidence by doing. It's simple. The design makes it very simple. It's an easy to digest way. It's really the wave of the future when you consider this, because people want ease and convenience, and they want to, they want it to be, have everything straightforward. And that's what Robinhood has been able to do. Robinhood is giving listeners free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint when you start help build your portfolio. Sign up today. Here's how you do it. Mickey.Robinhood.com. That's MickeyRobinhood.com. You'll like the friends there. You'll like this app. Clean, clear, concise. Our friends at Robinhood. Hour number three. Where did the first 2 hours go? Where'd they head off to? Them first two. We have talked a lot. Here's the news of the day. Last night, Dabo Swinney says that Kelly Bryant has a bruised chest, had some trouble breathing at the game, and they were worried about it a little bit, but they say it's just a bruise now. He thinks, now again, with Dabo, you got to be careful. Dabo's the most optimistic man in America about injuries. He thinks he'll be back today, and he thinks that he'll be back with in a green jersey, which is not different normally with a quarterback because they don't hit quarterbacks anyway.
Sure.
So he'll be fine there. Think that Trayvon Mullen was fine. Could have gone back in the game on Saturday, didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And Cade Stewart could have gone back in the game. He said Cade's made a gristle anyway. So he's been back in there. So we talked in this first hour. Let me set things up. I'm going to fly through this. A, thoughts and prayers go out to the hurricane victims, those that lost their life, losing power, the flooding, the future things going there. We were extremely lucky here. So we give thanks for that. 38-7 Clemson over Georgia Southern. What a great crowd. Traffic was not an issue from what I saw. Did a great job with that. 79,000 on a beautiful day. It was on a hot day. To be honest with you, I'm kind of glad the wind was blowing 20 miles an hour. Clemson's offense, 27 first downs, 595 yards, 309 yards rushing, 286 yards passing. Only negatives offensively were the Bryan injury, three turnovers, two missed field goals, and the offensive line is short yardage. Defensively, held them to 7 first downs, 140 yards, total yards, 80 yards rushing. Liked what we saw from the defense. Travis Etienne, 164 yards and 2 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence, 12 of 19, 194 and a touchdown. Ross, 3 catches for 103. They had 15 explosive plays. That's yards of carries of 12 or more yards, passes of 16 or more yards. Thought that was great. Defensively, you saw Cleveland Farrell get 2 sacks, Austin Bryant get 2 sacks, Xavier Thomas get his first of what should be many sacks, and unofficially, Trey Lamar with 11 tackles. I think I said this before in the first hour at Zach Orr, that I think Clemson did the right thing by playing. I know Clemson did the right thing by playing. I was not in Columbia. I don't think it's as bad as they thought it was going to be, but I think that South Carolina did the right thing by not playing. So I think both those got that right. I could be convinced on the South Carolina thing. I know Clemson did the right thing. I think South Carolina did the right thing. Clemson, Georgia Tech this weekend, 3:30 ABC. Tigers, a 16-point favorite. South Carolina, Vanderbilt, SEC Network, 4 o'clock on Saturday. The Gamecocks, a 2.5-point favorite. We talked about the ACC. Florida State loses 30-7 at Syracuse. Pittsburgh beats Georgia Tech. In the SEC, Bama rolls over Ole Miss. Georgia rolls over Middle Tennessee State. LSU went to Auburn and won. Vandy almost pulled it off up at Notre Dame. On the national scene, Ohio State beats TCU. Oklahoma got a 10-point win. BYU beats Wisconsin, upsets number 6 Wisconsin. Go get them out of there. Oklahoma State beats Boise State. Texas rolls over Southern Cal. Troy upsets Nebraska. Fresno State destroys UCLA. In the polls, Clemson second in the coaches' poll, third in the AP poll. Georgia and Clemson swap those out. NFL, we saw Patriots lose. Saw the Cowboys beat the Giants last night. Sorry, Zach. My Browns lost. Hadn't talked to any NASCAR. Playoffs started in NASCAR. Josiah James, five-star point guard from Charleston, number 14 player in the country, according to Rivals.com, will announce for Clemson on Wednesday at 10:30. Canceled his Duke visit coming up this weekend. Brad Brunell, awesome job there.
Maybe because he already knew he wanted to go to Duke.
Rip the Band-Aid off, Mr. Or 24.
Yeah, man.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Things sewn in there.
If Josiah James chooses Duke.
Easy here.
I'll get a Zion and Josiah James tattoo. Just kidding. That's just a joke. Just kidding. All right. I ripped off about 5 minutes of stuff from the weekend. What did I miss in your mind over there? Your offensive line's not very good. Eli's kind of slow. Barkley's a good player. Your defense okay. Manchester United won. That's good.
Man, you won. The Yankees lost another series. Came in a half lead over the A's. Still for home field for the wild card.
That's right. That's right.
The Yankees expect to get Aaron Judge back in this next series.
Preach.
The Yankees also called up.
All rise.
Justice Sheffield.
They did.
The number 12 overall prospect in baseball.
I want to see the lefty just throw some flames.
So very excited about that.
Braves, by the way, 6.5 up.
The Braves, 6.5 up. Probably going to win the NL East. Good for the Braves.
Yep. 2 more weeks of the regular season in baseball.
How exciting is that? So other than that, I don't think you missed anything. NHL training camps are underway. I know you're a big training camps guy.
No, man.
Big hockey guy?
No. Keselowski won the very first of the playoffs.
Because Las Vegas. Les Habitants are going to be pretty awful this year.
The Montreal Canadiens are going to be terrible.
Terrible.
Chris and TR on our healthcare text line, 986-1566.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Mickey, Xavier Thomas has looked good in his time on the field, but what's up with KJ Henry? Is Xavier that far ahead of KJ, Chris, and TR? Yeah. KJ has played in 2 of the 3 games. Xavier Thomas has played in all 3. Xavier's ahead right now. Look, man, Chris, I'm not picking on you, but that's a typical example of a Clemson fan now. We're talking about a third-string defensive end, a true freshman in his third game. What's wrong with him? You know, what's wrong with a 5-star defensive end? Because Cleveland Farrell had 2 sacks this weekend, and Austin Bryant had 2 sacks this weekend, and we're worried about why KJ Henry's not. I'm just picking on you a little bit, Chris. But that was your question. It's like, ooh, is he that far ahead of KJ? Yeah, he's ahead. He was the number 3 player in the country last year. He's a great player. KJ Henry's going to be a great player and a bright kid, man, in this dynamic personality. He's going to be great. Great. But it's just his third game, and so he'll be in there. Recovered a fumble in his first game. He's going to be fine. I don't talk this often, but Will and D. West says Ibrahimovic, whatever the guy's name is, nailed it.
Ibrahimovic?
Yeah. What a goal he scored this weekend. That was great. I saw that. I saw Kobe Bryant retweet that. That was great.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy goal. Good for him. GT Will checks in. Our good friend GT Will, Georgia Tech Will, who texts often, is a really good texter, said, Georgia Tech is awful. Point spread should be 30. Team has quit already. Not even given effort. Clemson rolls us. Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. I don't have my Georgia Tech tickets yet, so I'm a little bit.
You should call the Tech Ticket Office.
Tech Ticket Office. Funniest thing you've ever said on the show. Just call Tech Ticket Office. I'll ask what time the game starts this weekend. All right.
3:30.
What time can I be here? But I'm going to send this out anyway at the risk of costing me some money because the secondary market could go up when I say this.
Uh-oh.
I used to do this a lot, and it worked a lot, and it was always a jinx because Clemson would lose the games. Did this at Duke a few times, Wake Forest a few times.
Okay, what did you do? What are you going to do right now?
Clemson fans, you have a great opportunity. There are thousands of tickets for sale. Tech has given up on their season. Clemson recruits in the Atlanta area. You can turn Atlanta orange this weekend. A lot of you out there don't go to road games because you say, well, you get tickets for...
What do they say?
Well, That's how they say it, too. They start off high, and then they go like the giant. Well,
you see, it's a bull market versus a bear market. Okay.
The you just get used to doing it. It's not a bad trip. If you're in Greenville, 2 hours, 15 minutes downtown.
That's a drive.
No, it's not a drive.
That's a drive.
No, it's not a drive. You can make a and here's the thing about Saturday, because it's a 3:30 game. No hotels. Now, we're going down. We're staying with the friends. But y'all can stay with us. Two-bedroom place. We can all pile in and get the air mattresses out. But, look, you can go down Saturday morning. You can be back Saturday night.
Hey, hobnobbing down
let's,
there
let's
in
say our fans in Greenville, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2.5 hours down. You can leave at 10. You can leave at 11. Mm-hmm. Get down there at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Tailgate. Not a great tailgate, but check everything out. The game will be over by 6:30. Get out of there by 7. Back in Greenville by 9.
I love it.
So, I think you'll see this. Remember in Columbia 3 years ago where it was 35,000 Clemson fans in the stand?
You're looking like that this weekend?
No, I think that you could see 20,000 Clemson fans in Atlanta this weekend. There's a lot of
Isn't
Clemson
like
fans
a
in Georgia anyway.
50,000 seat stadium as it is?
Let's look up historic.
How big is Bobby Dodd?
Bobby Dodd Stadium, historic Grant Field. See what the capacity is.
Oh, Bobby Dodd.
For football, it's 55K.
How about me being all over that?
You are nailed it. Is that right, 55K?
We can talk about numbers in the break.
I was told.
Live on air math, Nick. You got to love that.
55K. I think you can see 20,000 Clemson fans down there Saturday. So, paint Atlanta orange.
Do you see 35 Georgia Tech fans in there?
No. Tech fans right now. You know who Tech fans are right now?
Who?
Braves fans.
Ah, they're chasing success.
Yes. Maybe, and who blames them? Who blames them?
Who blames them?
Maybe Falcons fan. Falcons got a big win yesterday.
They did. Natty Ice. Two touchdowns in the air. Two on the ground. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So that's who Tech fans are right now. And then Tech fans are maybe Tiger Woods or Bryson DeChambeau fans, because they might be going to...
Tech fans are Atlanta United fans right now.
Right.
Very successful so far. MLS franchise down there.
If you are a Tech fan, do you go to the Tour Championship? Let's say you have tickets available for anything. Tour Championship on Saturday or Tech game on Saturday?
You go to the Tech game.
You call the Tour Championship ticket office.
You go to the football game.
I agree.
Because football is better than golf.
I agree. Hank and Easy ask, if they can, Paul Johnson, does Lane Kiffin go to Georgia Tech? If they can get it from North Carolina? You know? This is...
I don't want to play Lane Kiffin every year.
Really?
I don't.
Yeah, boy, Oklahoma sure was scared of him.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't need that circus every year.
Scott and Greenville asked, speaking of tattoos, how does Zach and Roy's tattoo look?
That's a Roy Philpott question, folks.
Your guys' tattoos look like... I like how they made them the skin color, the exact skin color.
Yeah.
You got to see it. You got to get a decoder up there to see them.
It blends in nicely.
Yes. Nice. Texture said, TL16 coming. Yeah, he's coming. Can you recap for those that don't get the podcast yet, that didn't get our first hour, because you have a whole new crowd listening now?
It's almost inexcusable not to get the podcast. It's so stinking easy to get the podcast.
WCCBFM.com.
Right there. It's also searchable on the iTunes app or in your podcast store. It's there. You can find anything you want. Both of the first 2 hours are uploaded right now, and you can go back and listen. But for those who missed it, we can offer a quick recap. We talked about the Clemson game this weekend against Southern. We talked about the Giants. We talked about the NFL landscape. And segment two, we talked about the quarterback situation and Josiah James. Mickey Plyler going out on the limb here saying there is no way he's not coming to Clemson. This is it. This is the one. Yep. A five-star recruit at Clemson, picking him over Duke. And for those of you going, whoa, Zach, are we talking about Zion again? Is this a repeat of the show?
No.
Evidently, this is a different situation, and it's going to happen and go in our favor this time. So let's keep our fingers crossed until Wednesday at 10:30. when Josiah James announced.
I wanted your take, though, on Clemson's quarterback, and you see moving forward what happens at quarterback.
I know what you wanted, and I was getting to it.
You were trying to stall me. Okay,
I was just pumping the brakes a bit on that. But, hey, let's jump back into that if you want to. The take on the Clemson quarterbacks was relatively simple from my point of view. And that is as follows. Trevor Lawrence is the better option. As we're through three games here, as you're through a quarter of the season, as Dabo talked about in his post-game presser and post-game interview with Rodney that we played on the fifth quarter show, you're through a quarter of the season. It's time, at least in my eyes, and if I'm wrong, again, please interrupt me and tell me I am. It's time to settle in on a guy here and have him take the lion's share of those snaps. And for me, for my money, it's Trevor Lawrence. He looks to be a better talent behind center. It looks that his team responds to him more on the field in terms of being able to make plays and have this offense be what we all envision it to be. And that's something that can some team that can stretch the ball down the field, that can use the middle of the field, that can then use those screen passes when you need to and get them there quickly and effectively. And that also opens up the run game for guys like Travis Etienne, who gets the ball. What do you have, 15 carries this weekend? What do you have?
16.
16 carries a week, so doubled his output. And he goes for $162 and a couple of end zone visits, a couple of house visits. It was important to see who was on the field for the majority of that. Obviously, Kelly got hurt this weekend with the bruised chest. And you don't wish injury on anybody ever, especially a member of your own teams. But it's evident to me who has more potential and who is currently the better quarterback, and that's Trevor Lawrence.
I think moving forward, and again, my stance was Kelly still has a big role in this offense. Kelly's feet and his playmaking ability and his leadership. I would like to see maybe Kelly more in a short yardage deal, and then also in the plus running game, meaning the quarterback running the ball, in a goal line, in a red zone. I like seeing some of that. I still like ET in the short yards and the goal line there, but he get two dual threats through all that. I thought Trevor looked good in his one run down there where he lowered his head down there in the goal line, got 10 yards on a run.
I don't love him doing that. Didn't love that.
Yeah.
But he did look better and more comfortable running the ball in his couple of stints.
Let me preview this for you quickly. Mm-hmm. We're going to start doing this a little bit tomorrow, a lot on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
To me, here's the keys to the Georgia Tech Clemson game and the South Carolina Vanderbilt game. It's the emotion of the two home teams. Stephen Bright, former Vanderbilt superstar, texts me this morning, goes to South Carolina, not playing this past week can hurt them or help them. And I said this, I'm not sure, maybe hurt, but the keys to be Vanderbilt for this game. How are they emotionally? They went to the wire with Notre Dame on the road. Now you come home, and stadium won't be full and all stuff like this. But are they going to build off of that momentum of that game and had some confidence going in, or this we let one loss beat us twice? Same thing on a different level, but same thing at Georgia Tech. Have you given it up, packed it all in, or you had some pride about yourself, bring out that jackhammer that the preacher brings out down there,
mm-hmm.
the pastor brings out, and has some pride of defending your turf? It's all about the attitude going on at both places right now. That's my guess. That I think that Georgia Tech won't beat Clemson, but will this be a rollover and play dead Georgia Tech? I don't think they will. Rally the troops. One last hurrah. The Alamo, make the stand. Remember the Alamo, everybody got killed, though, but still, at least you had some pride about it. He held things off for a while, right? So, would you agree or disagree with that, Zach? The emotions, will they be? Paul Johnson has a big, big, big task this week, and I would say almost the same thing for Derek Mason at Vanderbilt. They've got a coaching job this weekend to get their teams emotionally ready to play. We're at a time now where can one loss beat you twice? Where are you building things up? You got big opponents coming to town. You know, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
So I think these coaching staffs emotionally, will they be prepared? In the end, it's still about players. And in the end, Clemson's going to beat Georgia Tech.
I'm with you.
But is it 45-10 or is it 35-24?
I'm with you.
Right.
Okay. And again, what really separates Trevor is his form tackling ability. after.
Hope he didn't have to tackle a whole lot.
Interception.
Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty Foundation Specialist. CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Here's the thing about Canty is they're going to come give you a free estimate. It's a no-obligation phone call. Go to CantyCanFixIt.com. If you have cracks anywhere in your home, anywhere in your office, if your doorways are jammed, it might be humidity. You know what? Your doors might be jammed. It might be just the door contracting or expanding. It might be. But it might be foundation issues. Cracks. Might just be a normal settlement, but it might be a big foundation issue at your home. Let them come in, see if they can raise everything around you. I need to get my back deck looked at and see if they can raise that thing again. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. It's a no-obligation phone call. Get a free estimate. See if you have anything major out there for you. Let their professionals do that for you. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll come back. Phone calls, texts, tweets, more on your turn after the short break.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
The day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Gentlemen, you can reach an age. Most of you, or a lot of you out there, already has. About 25% of any new case of men's health issues happen after 40, and 40% of men by the age of 40 have, you know, major issues. Here's what I'm telling you. A one-stop source for hair loss, for skin care, for sexual wellness for men. This is something that, guys, we don't go around talking about. Hey, Zach, your hair's kind of thinning. Have you thought about this? Or, I mean, your skin is drying there a little bit. And some of you out there might feel awkward in a personal doctor visit. So no waiting room, no awkward lines, in-person doctor visits, no lines. You can save hours and save money with 4hims.com. This is easy. Products are shipped directly to your door. You answer a few quick questions, and you can have a doctor on consultation there for you. This means performing at your best. For Hims, a month today is just $5. You're going to get started with just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. This could cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or for a pharmacist. Here's what you do. Go to 4hims.com/Mickey5. FORHIMS.com/Mickey5. 4hims.com/Mickey5. We are back for hour number three and the final couple of segments here. Tomorrow's show, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. No game to review. We'll talk about makeup dates and talk about Vanderbilt coming up on Wednesday. Our power rankings, and then we'll have a Vanderbilt guest in Chris Lee from VandySports.com. Still working on the Georgia Tech play-by-play guys, their radio broadcast team, getting those guys on Wednesday as well. Thursday, Paul Strelo. Friday, you know, from Chick-fil-A, come on, see us. Certainly looking forward to that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Tiger Frank from Tigerville. It's pretty good, man, if your name's Tiger Frank and you live in Tigerville. Mickey, we need to live or die with TL16. KB can't beat Bama, Georgia, or Ohio State, so continue to develop TL. Help the freshman by running ETN and call play action. If we want to win the Natty, we must go with TL. I want to be clear about my stance on this, and it is evolving, and it always will evolve because it changes every week. As I told you, it would change every week. I think that Kelly Bryant has a place still in this offense. I don't think he played bad on Saturday. 7 of 10 for 68 yards. Did throw the pick. Not sure that was his fault. Dabo said that was a guy that didn't Brandon Galloway didn't block. He had nice runs. He had a run of 17 yards and a run of 12 yards. I like him in short yardage. I like him in the red zone. And I still think that he deserves to play. But as we have said all along, and I think I'm right and consistent in saying this, and now, again, people hear what they want to hear, but Zach, have you not heard us say that we think that as the season progresses, as Lawrence starts to get more comfortable, that the downfield passing game opens up so much more? One of the biggest things we saw again this past Saturday is the horizontal passing game out there in the flats, and that in that perimeter passing game out there, with Brian in the game, it just doesn't seem to work as well. They attack that line of scrimmage. They attack that receiver out there. That with Lawrence, the horizontal passing game is better. We think the running game opens up a little bit. And that middle of the field, that happened time and time and time again. If you get on the staff a lot, and some people do, this staff on Saturday, and again, it's just Georgia Southern. I don't want to act like they played the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though Pittsburgh defense is not very good either. But there are 15 explosive plays on Saturday. And this offense is once again explosive. You saw it in Ross's three catches, one for 57 yards and a touchdown, one for 29 yards, one for 17 yards. Boy, how good does Justin Ross look? I'll ask you this, Mr. Ward 24. Considering his blocking, considering his hands, considering his after the catches, where I'm a little bit surprised because he pulled the whoop. Like a little CJ spit on open field against Georgia Tech.
The old Chris Berman effect.
What's that guy's upside look like?
Who's throwing the ball?
16.
Yeah, he looks real good. he looks very good.
Is his upside higher than Higgins?
I don't want to overreact to that right now, do you?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
What's the guy averaging, like 40 yards a catch right now?
It's unbelievable.
It's something stupid like that.
Guys,
he's averaging a touchdown every like three catches.
Yeah. See, Trevor starts his career out with touchdown pass in his first three games, too. I don't know. I mean, I think that's something to talk about down the road. Can you get Ross and Higgins on the field at the same time?
Yeah, make that happen.
How intimidating is that?
Make that happen.
Who are you going to double?
I don't know.
I watched the Patriots yesterday. Well, right here you got, and by the way, I think Romo does a good job. You like Romo?
He's hit or miss.
But I think he does a good job. Right here, and he calls plays, and he's like, right here, you got a double Gronk right here. You got to double him. Who are you going to double? Higgins or Ross? Can't double everybody, because then you got Galloway streaking down the middle of the field. Scott's in Patterson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing the best you have ever seen, Mickey. I hope you are.
I am, brother. I am blessed, no doubt.
Yeah, we are. Hey, real quick, want to get a question. And there's a lot of debate about the quarterbacks, but I want to talk about the defense and our ultimate goal. I think with this team and where Clemson has been the last couple of years would be to play and possibly win a national championship. So, to me, there's an advantage, or we should be taking advantage of the defense we have this year, because with those guys leaving next year, in my mind, that defense definitely takes a couple steps back. So, and I know the old school belief that defense wins championships, but that's starting to change a little. But that said, Mickey, shouldn't we, our total focus, be taking advantage and focusing on this season and not even looking to next year? And am I making sense? You know, should we take advantage of this defense and you know?
Or you could do the exact opposite, Scott. And let me point this out to you. Just playing devil's advocate with you. And let me first point this out. I don't believe next year's defense is going to be a huge step backwards, because we thought that after Grady Jarrett and Vic Beasley left, and it wasn't that big of a drop-off. And then we thought that after Shaq Lawson's guys left, and it wasn't that big of a drop-off. Matter of fact, I think they keep getting better. And next year with Foster and Rudolph and Thomas and Henry defensive ends, I mean, I think the defensive tackles won't be as good. But the linebackers, you have Simmons and Trey Lamar and Skalski. You know, Trayvon Mullen could go pro. I don't know that. But if he comes back with Terrell and Mullen and everybody in the secondary comes back, who knows? But I'll say this, the exact opposite. With this schedule, they're going to have opportunities to play a lot more guys. And then next year, when Niles Pinckney gets more snaps this year, when Jordan Williams gets more snaps this year, when Xavier Thomas gets more snaps this year, when Denzel Johnson maybe gets more snaps this year, then you're better off next year and the drop-off won't be as big. Now, they're not going to cost them a game by playing these young guys, but this schedule gives you a chance to do that. The defense, with the backups in there, they only gave up 140 yards this past week, only 7 first downs and a trick play for a touchdown on a drive. So I think the exact opposite, man. Let's play these guys. And part of the reason why there's been no drop-off from several chances that it had to be, and the reason they keep winning double-digit games every single year, is that there's not huge drop-offs because they're playing a bunch of guys, and the guys aren't totally green the next year. Make sense?
It does. Now let me do a 180 on you then, okay?
All right.
So let's say and I see what you're saying. I believe you're right on the money. The defense has every year you think you're gonna take a step back. But so we've heard a lot about Kelly Bryant's experience, which I give him great props, love the guy. So Trevor Lawrence is the future. What would that team look like next year if we go ahead and name him the starter, Trevor Lawrence, and look at the experience he'll gain and the player he'll be coming in next year versus what he would be thinking and dunking? I don't know. Maybe that's a good thought.
Yeah, it is. I just think this. I think that, again, most years Clemson's schedule is more difficult. I mean, the Tigers can't help. Louisville's down right now. Florida State's down right now. I don't know if South Carolina's going to be great yet. Georgia Tech's not as good as they're normal. Maybe, you know, NC State down year a little bit. A&M not quite there yet. So this is not a typical Clemson schedule. I say, man, take advantage of that this year. And no matter who you play, I mean, you're gonna win almost all these games anyway. And let's get a lot of players out there. And then the other part of it is you might be fresh, because I go back to, man, the end that 2015 year where Clemson gave up 37 to North Carolina at the end of the year. They gave up 32 to South Carolina at the end of the year. They gave up 27 to Wake Forest at the end of that year. I think they were spent by the end of the year. And I see these fresher bodies being better for playoff runs, for ACC championship games and playoff runs, by guys, instead of having to play 700 snaps, if they play 500 snaps, they might be fresher. And I know this, Scott, I know this, that if Clemson's winning 30-7 in the fourth quarter and Christian Wilkins gets hurt, the very first phone call Monday morning is going to be, well, what's he doing in the game anyway, you know? So,
yeah, true.
So, you know, look, it's all – hindsight's is our best, you know, our best anyway. But I think that all these guys deserve to play. This freshman class is as talented as we've seen at Clemson maybe ever. And you know what? Let's get them some playing time on both sides of the ball. Get Darion Kendrick in there more often. Let's get Brendan Galloway in there more often. Let's play these guys, because the future looks really, really bright right now. But the present looks bright too. So you still win this year's games, and you get better for next year too.
All right, one last thought real quick. Just as an observation, Scott Frost out there at Nebraska.
Yes.
To me, watching his press conference, that looked like a guy that just had no answer and he looked lost. Just want to get your thoughts on that off the air.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the phone call. I did not see the press conference with Scott Frost. Did you see the press conference, Mr. Orr24?
What's that?
Scott Frost's Nebraska press conference.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he looked lost in a press conference afterwards. I did not see the press conference.
First 0-2 start for Nebraska since 1957.
Frost delay.
57.
Frost delay. Did you say he was talking about his press conference, though? I did not see the press conference.
I have not seen the press conference either.
I'll try to look it up for tomorrow's show. But it's not good in Nebraska right now. He took over a bad deal. And we know he can coach. But probably helps not to turn it over three times against Troy. At some point in time, Coach Brown at Troy, somebody's going to come after that guy at some point in time. Hey, before I take a break, quickly, Zach,
mm-hmm.
You kind of got on, you didn't get on a little bit like you'd like to see bigger than 38-7. I made the point, I don't need to see any more than that. Do you need to see 62-10 or something, or 62-7, or is 37 good enough and play more players and get ready for next year too and get some guys? Does that make sense?
It's good enough. Maybe it wasn't phrased properly. You want to see them start a little better, don't you?
I think they started fine except for three turnovers and two missed field goals.
Okay, you need to start better. You can't have three turnovers and two missed field goals.
Yeah. But I don't think that was, put it this way, that was Bryant, Lawrence, and Choice. Two of those guys are seniors who made the turnovers, Choice and Bryant.
I'm aware of what their class rank is.
Okay. All right.
So Choice was RB3 this weekend.
Yeah. I thought Fisher looked a little better in the passing game, receiving the ball in the backfield. Looked quick.
Just fine this weekend.
Yeah.
He just has an animal in front of him on the depth chart right now.
But let's be clear about this. ETN is the difference maker at tailback. ETN is special at tailback. Whereas Fisher's not special. Choice is not special. Don't know Yarn Dixon. ETN is elite. Put it like that. He's elite.
It's Ross, only his second 100-yard game.
Right.
Let's because he carried it 16 times. Talk.
You don't think he's elite?
It's his second 100-yard game.
To me, Lawrence, ETN, Ross, Higgins, maybe Galloway, maybe Kendrick, Renfro. Those are that's elite. Rodgers, Elite. Those are weapons, my friend. Weapons.
Easy now.
Tiger Sports Shop. Go by and see them. I went twice since we last convened here to Tiger Sports Shop. Now, I went on Thursday and I went on Saturday. We went to the downtown Saturday, went Thursday out to the one out and off of Tiger Boulevard. So I went College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard, and man, it was great. Great to see Sean and the great folks over there. They're rocking and rolling at the downtown one, open on Sundays. And I want you to go by and see our great friends at Tiger Sports Shop as you make your way to Atlanta this weekend. Stop in here. Here's the thing I can tell you too, that every time I go over to the location off of Tiger Boulevard, I see that UPS or FedEx, whatever, those delivery trucks taking off out of there every single day. They're shipping out every day. If you're listening to us outside the area, tigersports.com, tigersports.com. Man, the fall line's looking good. You know what we do now, Zach? We go check out the little infant. Go check out the little one-year-old, 1 to 3-year-old, little six-month-old, little 12-month-old.
Mm.
Looking for little man. Getting him all ready for next football season. For the 7 month for football season next year. So do that like we do. Tiger Sports, both locations in Clemson are tigersports.com. Final segment after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Fall is almost here, so Carolina Lawn and Tractor is helping you gear up for it with John Deere. John Deere has special low-rate financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on Gator utility vehicles. Save $400 on Gator XUV, the ultimate in outdoor work and fun. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin has partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at GriffinPartnersSC.com. Go Tigers!
Clemson alumni Friar Dixon, a third-generation insurance professional, is proud to be part of the Clemson community. He lives and works here, and he can help make sure you and your family are protected with the right insurance coverage. Call Friar Dixon at 643-2895, and you'll be in good hands. For the protection you want and the service you need, it's Friar Dixon Allstate in Clemson. 643-2895, Allstate. Are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a new deal here. First of all, I'm trying to get Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, to commit to me about going to Katichi on Thursday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get on, we'll get on body track down there. They're brand new technology. We'll get a little lesson from Jeff Gotham. We'll play some golf. It'll be the best golf course you've ever played, man. It'll be awesome.
Can't wait.
I just got something here too.
What's that?
Thinking about, because it's right off I-85. I'm thinking about guys and women out there that are traveling, like it's traveling salespeople, and you're back and forth between Atlanta and Charlotte, and you're up and down the road, whatever. Why go to a hotel when you could go get one of their awesome rooms and stay, get a little spa treatment, a little golf, a little food. It'd be great. So break that monotony. Just give them a try. So if you're back and forth, if you're on the road, if you're meeting spaces, like if you want to have some sort of meetings, if you're trying to put together some groups, maybe a group from Greenville, a group from Atlanta, and you're trying to schedule time in there, schedule your meeting at Katichi. You know, maybe a little golf in there too. CATEECHEE.com, Hartwell, Georgia. From right here, Zach, we're talking about maybe a 35-minute ride. From Athens, maybe about 35, 40-minute ride, right in between each other.
Sure.
Commit to me. Look at your schedule. Run it by Kristen, the boss. And let's see if we can get you down at Katichi this Thursday.
Listen, I can go where I want, when I want
to. That ain't happening.
Anytime I please.
That ain't happening. I'm just telling you that right now. Get with her. 706-376-8956. My great friends at Katichi.com. Final segment of the show. Where did this go?
It went quickly. Nice little reaction Monday.
Yeah, man. Get people in and out of there. Let me do some Twitter here in the last segment. 654-ROAR,
754-7627.
JPJ, I think it's Coach Paul Johnson, was extended, question mark. That's a Georgia Tech fan, meaning Coach Paul Johnson was extended, question mark. Jason writes in, Saturday will be a live execution on the game. Our program is in shambles. Ugh. You get that sense?
Ugh.
Their program's in shambles?
Is it?
Here's what happened in the Georgia Tech.
Did anybody pick them to Pittsburgh win the Coastal in the kickoff show?
Well, yeah, Walt picks them every year. I mean, that's no. You can go ahead and write that down. Death Texas and Georgia Tech.
I thought a couple of people picked them to be successful in the Coastal this year.
I thought they were going to be better because they returned 8 starters. I mean, it's a very experienced. Matter of fact, I think I'm right saying it's the most experienced team in the Coastal. Maybe Miami. But it's not good. Here's what happened on Saturday is they went for it on fourth down. Paul Johnson lost that football game on Saturday. Let me give you the scenario of what I'm talking about here.
In the first quarter?
Yes, he lost it in the first quarter. They're down 7-0. Let me make sure I'm right by saying this. Let me give you the play-by-play, okay? You tell me if you've done this. And now hindsight tells you. No, maybe not. And we all love hindsight. But let me give you the scenario here. Opening series. Five plays. Pitt gets the ball to open series. Five plays and punt. They get it to the 50-yard line. 4th and 5, they punt it. Georgia Tech goes 3 and out, and then they punt it. They get up to the 22-yard line. Take over the 13, get up to the 22-yard line. They punt. Pittsburgh takes it down and scores. 37. It's a 63-yard drive. Take it over 37-yard line. Five plays. Had a 31-yard run. Was a big play in the drive. And had a penalty against Georgia Tech. Anyway, touchdown. 7-0. The next series, 6:38 or 8:38 to go in the first quarter. First down, they take over at the 25-yard line, kick through the end zone. First down, 6-yard run on a run, or 6-yard run to the 31. Second and four, they get two. Third and two, it's a loss of five. Zach, they didn't go for a fake punt on fourth and one or fourth and two. Fourth and seven, at their own 28-yard line, they try a fake punt. First quarter, down 7-0. It doesn't work. It's a loss of yards. Pittsburgh takes over the 26-yard line. Three-play, 26-yard drive, 14-0. They end up losing 24-19. 21-0 at halftime, and they come back and outscore them 19-3 in the second half. Is it okay to say Paul Johnson, that go for it on fourth down that cost him the football game? All the momentum in the world? I'm not the momentum, but too early in the game to go for it? It's fourth and seven. You really think you're going to fake a punt and get 7 yards? You're on 28-yard line? Second series of the game? I think Paul Johnson deserves a lot of – and they went for it a couple times on fourth down in the second half, like rather than picking field goals. Now, extra point dunked off the upright, so they – and he said, hey, we can't make kicks anyway, so let's go for it. I don't blame him there, but you're on 20-yard line, man. You punt, try to hold him, get the ball back 7-7, not give it to him in the 26-yard line.
Sure.
I think Paul Johnson deserves some blame there.
He's just trying to play chess while everyone else is playing checkers. That's all he's doing.
Keep playing it, brother. Keep playing it. So, CPJ was extended ? You know what? I believe your program's in shambles. He's got a big job this week. And his job this week is emotionally get ready for Clemson.
Keep it close.
Yeah. It's a big, big, big deal, buddy. Big deal. They need to play well against Clemson for the rest of the schedule. Because you still have at Louisville, Duke at home, at Virginia Tech. How do you recruit, though? Clemson's coming home this weekend. There'll be 20,000 Clemson fans down there in your stadium. How do you recruit? I don't know. 5-6 last year. They are now 1-2 this year.
Mm-hmm.
That gives them they're 6-8 in their last 14. About to be 6-9 in the last 15. Did you see my tweet about Florida State this weekend?
I did not. What did you tweet up?
Florida State.
At Mickey Plyler on Twitter, by the way.
The Florida State stats for what they've done as of late. Let me give you this. Florida State in their last 10 ACC games, 3-7.
Yikes.
Let that sink in a little bit.
Yikes.
Florida State, let me make sure I'm not saying this too, because I've retweeted some things in here. Florida State in their last 12 games against Power 5 teams, 4-8. How did that happen, man? How in the world does that happen? I'm going to give you one more stat in here.
Uno más.
And this is from Pick 6 Previews. Best yardage differential this year? Clemson 8th overall in total yardage differential, plus 245. Ahead of Alabama, plus 242.
Who's ahead of them on that list?
Memphis, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Washington, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Clemson, Alabama, Central Florida, Georgia, Boise State, Boston College. Boston College is ranked this week.
BC.
I always liked Steve Adazio. I said that before, even when they weren't
just
winning.
Guys being dudes.
Hey, man, you know, it's easy to say, boy, I really like Lincoln Riley right now. I really like Kirby Smart right now. But you know what? I got on Dino Babers early, and I got on Steve Adazio early. I like Steve Adazio. I think he does a good job for him.
I don't like Steve Adazio.
Why not?
I just don't like him.
I like the guy.
I think it's fake.
All right. Brad, he's asking forgiveness to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like this one.
Okay.
I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. Call him at 292-3001. Email him Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes. I'm going to set this up quickly.
Quickly.
My wife talked me out of it.
Oh, no.
Because I wanted to do this weekend. I don't want to be the get off my lawn guy.
Oh, no.
Two rows in front of us Saturday. College kid, hat turned backwards. Way too much lettuce for his bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind all that. His t-shirt on the back had vulgarity on it, had a cuss word on it.
How that?
It starts with a B.
Okay.
And it says B. I'm a tiger. You know what? I get it. It's funny. The guys in front of us, man and wife in front of us, 5-year-old son, 8-year-old daughter sitting right at staring at the back of the shirt the whole game. My point was, you know, on campus, that's great. You know, I don't really mind it myself, but the little girl, second grade, third grade little girl having to see it the entire game.
I mean,
you got to have a little bit more responsibility of thinking, you know what, at your frat party, at your whatever, you got a bunch of kids around here, man. My wife said, don't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Maybe ask him to switch seats, but he doesn't know who's going to be sitting behind him.
Yeah, but you know, there's kids at games, man.
It's not. I mean, it's a dumb shirt. There's no reason
to
wear it.
It's a dumb shirt. But wear it on campus at Clemson.
It is on campus. The game's on campus.
Yeah, but you got kids everywhere. You see, I'm looking at different goggles now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something, man. My son sits beside him. He can start reading. We got a conversation. My wife talked me out of it this weekend. We were walking down the street on Saturday, and these girls are dropping bad words in front of us. And I didn't say anything, man, but like, you got to be aware of your surroundings. When me and you go out in the parking lot, we tell man jokes. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go on the radio, or you can't go, like, when you're walking around about to go into your church or whatever. Say, you know what I'm saying? Just be aware of your surroundings. That's all I'm saying.
There's no such thing as the morality police.
Yeah, but
people make their own decisions.
Yeah, but you got to be able to just be aware, man.
It causes further problems to start calling people out in public.
I always ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that mic off? Can I say this right now? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Time and place. Mm-hmm. There's a time and place. That's all I'm saying. Skip the music. 2 minute show. What do you have for me?
Speaking of time and place, how about Vontae Davis choosing the time, and the place at the game to retire from the Bills this weekend?
He pulled a Spurrier.
He said, you know what? I'm done. I don't think I can do this. And the Bills lost to the Chargers 31-20. Vontae said, nah, I'm out. A 10-year veteran retired at halftime for the Buffalo Bills this weekend.
You know, man, he lost his passion for it. He pulled a Steve Spurrier. Quit in the middle of a season.
He's out.
Quit in the middle of a game.